I love the star on your belly. It's gorgeous.
Marshmallow toasts. They never invited the plain-bellied Sneetches.
They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near, and that's how they treated them year after year.
Then one day it seems, while the plain-bellied Sneetches were moping and doping along on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger zipped up in the strangest of cars.
My friend,
he announced in a voice clear and keen,
my name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean.
Oh.
And I've heard of your troubles. I've heard you're unhappy.
Yeah.
But I can fix that. I'm the fix-it-up chappy.
Oh.
I've come here to help you. I have what you need, and my prices are low. And I work at great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed.
Wow.
Then quickly, Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine. And he said,
you want stars like a star-bellied Sneetch?
Yes. Oh, I do, yes.
My friends, you can have them for $3 each.
Wow.
Just pay me your money and hop right aboard.
So they clambered inside. Then the big machine roared.
And it clonked, and it bonked, and it jerked, and it burst, and it bopped them about, but the thing really worked. When the plain-bellied Sneetches popped out, they had stars.
They actually did. They had stars upon theirs.
Yeah! Oh,
then they yelled at the ones who had stars at the start.
We're exactly like you.
You can't tell us apart.
We're all the same now, you snooty old smarties. And now we can go to your Frankfurter parties.
Good grief!
Groaned the ones who had stars at the first. We're still the best Sneetches, and they are the worst.
But now how in the world will we know they all frowned if which one is what or the other way round?
That's true.
Then up came McBean with a very sly wink, and he said, things are not quite as bad as you think.
Thank goodness.
So you don't know who's who.
No, we don't.
That is perfectly true, but come with me, friends. Do you know what I'll do? I'll make you again the best Sneetches on beaches. And all it will cost you is $10 each.
Oh, yes.
belly stars are no longer in style, said McBean. What you need is a trip through my star off machine.
Oh.
This wondrous contraption will take off your stars so you won't look like sneetches who have them on thar.
Oh, what a relief. Let's do it.
And that handy machine worked very precisely, removed all the stars from their tummies quite nicely.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Then, with their snoots in the air, they paraded about and opened their beaks and they let out a shout.
We know who is who, now there isn't a doubt. The best kind of snitches,
a
snitches without!
Huzzah!
Then, of course, those with stars got frightfully mad. To be wearing a star now was frightfully bad.
Then, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into his star-off machine.
From then on, as you probably guessed, things really got into a horrible mess.
All the rest of that day, on those wild, screaming beaches, the fix-it-up chappy kept fixing up sneeches. On again, off again, in again, out again.
Through the machines, they raced round and about again, changing their stars every minute or two.
They kept paying money. They kept running through until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew
whether this one was that one,
or that one was this one,
or which one was what one,
or what one was who.
Then, when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up chappy packed up. And he went. And he laughed as he drove in his car up the beach. They never will learn, no, you can't teach a sneech.
Quite wrong, I'm quite happy to say, that the sneetches got really quite smart on that day.
The day they decided that sneetches are sneetches.
And no kind of sneetch is the best on the beaches.
That day all the sneetches forgot about stars.
And whether they had one or not, upon thars.